Testing your winter wheat crop, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I got a heads up from Tim Watts, who's the regional commercial manager of Westbred, and he has advice that can help growers test for winter kill of their winter wheat crop. This past winter, U.S. growers reduced planting across all three classes of winter wheat. Is that due to the fact that wheat prices are lower these days?
Yes, definitely. At least in the Pacific Northwest, where soft white wheat trails usually below hard red protein wheat, that's to a large degree why acres were down, although not so much significantly in the Pacific Northwest. The acres remain relatively the same.
Given that we are still going to plant, apparently you have some tips to determine plant health.
Yeah, basically testing for winter kill. So we just recommend to pull up several samples of plants and dirt and put them in a bucket or a tub, something along like those lines. Just apply water and put it in the shop, you know, or inside, indoors where it can warm up and begin to grow. And if it doesn't respond, it may have been winter killed.
Now, when you say pull it up, you take the plant and you pull it up like you would do a transplant. In other words, you don't completely take the dirt away from the roots, right? So it's like take a spade and just dig around and under and contain enough dirt so it could be transplanted?
Absolutely. Yep. Just similar to, like you said, transplanting out of pot that you would get at the store type thing. Have dirt around it. Don't expose the roots or anything.
Crown tissue that's severely damaged will quickly turn brown while healthy tissue remains white. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.